Welcome to another edition of Lessons from the Lathe, Parshas Ki Tetzé. A wonderful time here in the yeshiva, certainly as we are getting ready this morning, some of our Shanar Bet Talmidim, and just a few days from now, starting an amazing new year, Baruch Hashem, with 70 Shana Aleph Kais, with Yisavta Shemaya. Really, really exciting time here. All of our Rabbeim are here, and new Rabbeim, so very exciting. But still was able to get some time to speak to our alumni, to speak to everybody about a very important lesson. And that's going to be the lesson of what we should be concentrating, of course, during this time of Elul, about fighting the Yetzirah. How do we fight that inner negative urge inside of us that doesn't always allow us to do the right thing? So, of course, this is related, probably often spoken about, Ki Tetzé LaMilchama Al Yevecha. So that Ki Tetzé LaMilchama, so many learn out that that's talking about the mechemes of the Yetzirah, the fight against the evil inclination. And this, of course, Rav Tzadok HaKohen says in his Pri Tzedek. This is also something that he actually quoted in the name of the Rebbe Mi Pizhescha, who says the Kavana is talking about the milchama of the Yetzirah. And he says that this is pshat, so lo drush el pshato shel mikra. That the pshat of the mikra. And the truth is that one can certainly learn easily that this soldier who now will go after the Yefas Toar, so he's doing that because of a desire, because of a Yetzirah. That could be it as well. But generally, of course, whether or not if it's pshat, but certainly the drush, the fight that we have every week. And this is something that is interesting to note. Harav Ruvain Elbaz says that if you go into the parshios that lead us to Elul, so we have these parshios. So, for example, he says that Parshas Re'eh, which is usually the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Elul, this year it was coinciding with Rosh Chodesh Elul, is Rosh Tevos Ra Elul Hegia. It's coming, you got to get ready. Parshas Shoftim, for example, is of course speaking about in our own lives. Shoftim, the Shoftim is Nulacha. What derech are we going on in judging ourselves and certainly judging other people favorably? And then we come to this parsha, so one could say as well, fighting against the Yetzirah, and how, of course, do we do that? So this is a topic that is so long, and certainly something that we can't delve into so much. If you want to see a beautiful piece in the Chovos Levavos in Shaar Yichud, he speaks about the true fight. He finds somebody that's going to war, and he says that's not real war. The real war is against Yetzirah. That's something that you have to accomplish. But we want to speak about practical lessons. So the first practical idea is how we fight the Yetzirah between good and bad, but something doesn't appear to be when we're trying to do good. So let me give you the example. Zohar HaKadosh says the word lechem already reminds us of the Yetzirah, because the word lechem has the word lochem in it, fighting. It says, what are we talking about? So I believe it's the Lubavitcher Rebbe, one of these sicha, who expounds upon this idea and says it's a fight against when a person eats even. How is he eating? Is he, I had this chus, B'schus my Talmidim, I went last week to Papagayos. So those who know, Papagayos offers an all-you-can-eat. Baruch Hashem, my Talmidim know me well, and they know that I'm not interested, of course, in food. I just went there to accompany my wife and have conversation. But nonetheless, of course, people are eating the Papagayos. So when a person's sitting there in Papagayos, so one person potentially could be eating there and saying, this is really going to help me. I needed a little break. I want to spend some time with my wife. That's great. It's wonderful. And I'll be able to eat. Baruch Hashem. I don't normally eat so much meat. It's going to help me. Avodas Hashem. It's going to help me in my learning and this and that. That's fine. That's great. I'll be able to relate better to the guys this year because I can tell them about Papagayos. But then there comes a point where he's eating too much. And it's achilas kasa. And it's not appropriate. Right? Or maybe a person goes to Papagayos and he gets a normal, regular meal. Right? So even within the lechem, when his staple, when he's eating, so how is he eating? Is he eating in a way that he's doing so because he wants to be able to function, he wants to be able to serve Hashem better? Or is he eating in a gluttonous way because it's an all-you-can-eat buffet and all-you-can-eat breakfast? Something that we have to concentrate on, and I use that as a probably good example for myself, something that I have to accomplish. The other type of Yetzirah that we are certainly more familiar with and we have to try to get more Eitzes for how to fight is the Yetzirah to do what is not right. What is not the proper way. We know that we have to wake up in the morning, for example, for minyan, And there sometimes is a voice in us that tells us, no, you don't really have to, come on, you were up so late last night, you were learning, you were doing such an amazing job, you were studying for the test, that's all going to help you in Parnasa, yeah, so you could sleep a little bit more, Hashem doesn't need the tefillos, whatever it might be, you'll go to the later minyan, which then turns out doesn't have, whatever it might be. How do we fight against that? So there's a beautiful story that's told in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, which I think certainly helps us in understanding what it is to have a Yetzer. One who would even think about the holy Chafetz Chaim would probably think, while he's so lucky, that Tzaddik doesn't have the Yetzer Hara. And we know many Sfarim write us that this very important idea that everybody has their own Yetzer Hara and how to fight. The Gemara, of course, speaks about that Tzaddikim have even larger Yetzer Haras, but we don't even realize that. And so the story is told about the Chafetz Chaim, unbelievable story. He was already very, very old, Baruch Hashem. He lived to a very ripe old age. And it was snowing in Radin. And it was the morning. He was now past his 90s, and he got up to serve the Ribbono Shalom. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, of course, the famous line in Siman Aleph, he got up like an Ari, La'amud Baboker, La'avodis HaBorei. And the voice inside of him says, Rebbe Yisrael Meir, Ata Zokein, you're old. It's Sakanas Nefashos. It's very dangerous for you to get up. You don't need to get up. There's no halacha. You have to get up. You're fine. Please don't. No. Kol aretz kulo male sheleg. It's snowing. And isn't there a pasuk in the Torah that tells us the shamarta me'od l'nafshel cheichem? You have to take heed of watching your own soul. Come on. How can you go to shul? You're an old man. You're past 90 years old. Don't you know that if, God forbid, you slip, one little fall for a 90-year-old is not like a fall for an 18-year-old? That's it. You can break off a Rahman al-Islam, your hip, and that's it. You're done. Very smart, Yetzirah. He says, daven b'yichil. I'm not telling you not to daven. This is where the Yetzirah becomes really smart. I'm not telling you not to daven. You probably even have more kavana if you daven by yourself. Ah, so you should do that. So the Chafetz Chaim says, really? Be'emet? You think I'm old? Kidumani, it appears to me, my dear friend Yetzihara, you're even older than I am. And I will not even dare not go to Minyan. And of course, he quotes Pasuk. He says the Yetzihara was from the first days of creation. And he says, you're older than I am, you're not going to win out. But the lesson that the Chafetz Chaim taught us is another important lesson. And that is that how was it that the Chafetz Chaim was able to get up every morning from Minyan without a question? Is because this is something that was ingrained to him when he was a younger age. Maybe this message is specific to our alumni, and certainly those that are starting this year in yeshiva, but certainly those who just left yeshiva. There's a pasuk that's quoted from Mishlei always, Chanoch Adar Al Pi Darko, that we're supposed to educate our children according to their own right path. That Hartstein number one and Hartstein number two are not the same. I had this chus of sending off my son to yeshiva this week, to Mitzpeh Yericho. So that might not be the path for Aaron. That might not be the path for Yonatan and Avishai, and certainly not for Batsheva, because she's a girl. So that each kid, and it's very, very beautiful, I think, and I mean this, that in some families, each kid goes to a different yeshiva. That's fine. There's no problem. But at the end of the pasuk, people don't often quote. It says, Chanoch Adar al pi darko, gam ki yizakin lo yasur imenu. Because if you start chinuch, of course, the word chanoch, chinuch, right? Like chanukat hamazbeach, it's like the cornerstone, the beginning of something. So then when you get old, lo yasir, won't leave. So if you set a foundation now for something being important to you, then the Yetzirah won't be able to fight it, because it's so ingrained in you. It's not a question in your mind. It's like almost, if the Yetzirah came to you and says, what are you doing eating at Papagayos? What are you doing? You can go somewhere else and get a ham and cheese sandwich. You're going to like that better, so you would laugh at that Yetzirah. Say, would I want to have a ham and cheese sandwich? What, are you crazy? Right? He's eating a hamburger. Put a little cheese on it. It's going to taste so good. There's no Yetzirah. Why? Because it's been ingrained in you from when you're a child. It's not a Yetzirah to you. But things that are not ingrained, things that are still, well, in this way it's mutter, and that's a big problem. and what I was thinking in my own life. So what are those things? So maybe the lochem, that other level that we spoke about, maybe sometimes we don't think about how we should be eating our own food, how we should be doing our own business. But if something is not as important to us, if we make fun of something, or we think something is, so then of course you say to yourself, maybe it's important davening. I know I have to daven in the morning, but I should find the quickest minyan possible, or the one where I know that I won't have to stay till 12:30, or I know that the rabbi doesn't speak. Oh, that's the minyan I want to go to. You got to ingrain yourself. It doesn't matter. You could be 20, 40, 50, 60. You could start. It's fine. But it has to start with that. And of course, it certainly has the ripple effect to our own children. Because if our children see that this is the way we react to something, so when a person gets old, lo aleinu, it's not going to be important to him. And I think that's an important lesson. And when it comes to things that our own yetzaharas of our own generation, I think, of course, as I mentioned before, we spoke about the internet and what a person should be looking at the internet. So, well, I know not to look at something that's not appropriate. That's obvious. But what about things that you think might be appropriate, right? For those that have Facebook accounts, so there's a picture on Facebook. It's a picture of a friend that happens to be a girl, but she has not dressed so appropriately. So you're going to be ma'ayin in that picture. So what's so bad about that? That's where the Yetzirah is going to start with you. Because of the fact that there's no chinuch there, there's no foundation of what is wrong and what is right, if you start with that, it could lead the Yetzirah, then gets you off the path and says, oh, you want to look at that picture? I have another picture. It's also not so bad. And then it leads you to the Yetzirah being able to convince you to do something that you know is not really who you are and what you want to do. So you need to set a foundation of what is right and what is wrong. And yes, there are times that it is important to set fences, gedarim, that aren't actually halachic fences, right? Yeah, it could be mutter, really halachically mutter to do X, Y, and Z, but you know what? For me, it's not good, right? Lahav deal, but a person who has an alcohol problem, he's an alcoholic. So the halacha doesn't say that he's not allowed to drink alcohol, but he knows for himself he can't drink alcohol. So what does he do? Very interesting. It's not only that he doesn't drink alcohol. What does he do? He needs to figure out ways that he doesn't go to certain places that he used to know that the alcohol would be there. I read an article about the CEO of a major company who became he talks about how he became a CEO, and it's an amazing story. He used to be in a rock band. I think it's actually the chief development officer of Subway, and it tells over that he used to be in a band called Crayons, I believe, and it says that he realized that him being in the band equaled him doing things that were really, really bad. You know, getting drunk, having a temper, drugs, all these different things. So he thought that music was something that he said together, I can't play music anymore because it leads me to this path. And he asserted for himself, you will, and that's how he actually became very successful in what he did, because he stopped showing up to the office drunk, and he stopped and then he realized that you can combine in a certain way. So sometimes we stop something and we say, okay, now I realize how this can be done in the right way. Now I realize and that's really what we should be concentrating on this very important month of Elul. Realize that every parsha that we read has a connection to how to better ourselves. And in this parsha, we should be focusing on how we can fight against this horrible Yetzirah that we all have. Everybody admits that we have a Yetzirah. But the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us strength to fight the Yetzirah. And part of that is setting standards of Chanoch Hanar al Pidarko, so that when you're Zakin, lo yasir mimenu. So we can be like the Chavetz Chaim, when the Yetzirah tries a really smart trick and says it's snowing, you can't, you're right, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to, yeah. It's almost like the Yetzirah sometimes speaks to us when we try to do a chesed opportunity. And we see somebody needs help, and then the Yetzirah says, what, you're going to, who are you? Who are you going to be the person who's going to help that person? Well, you think there's nobody else to do? And you say, yeah, right, I don't want to make a scene, I want it. No, be that person that goes up to, excuse me, looks like you might need some help. Yeah, can you believe it? Nobody came up to me. Not one person came up to me. I can't believe it. Nobody came up to me. That's very, 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 very difficult. And we should be that one person. We should be that chesed person. I'll just end with a story. Now in the influx of the internet and YouTube and everybody liked to start to do social experiments. So one social experiment that was done, I don't know how many years ago, where a lot of these type of social experiments were done, was a social experiment of somebody who is collecting money on the street, a homeless person. And what's amazing is that he spends an hour as a homeless person with a cute sign, I don't think it's cute at all, of course, that says, need money to buy drugs, alcohol, and whatever. And he actually seems like he, in an hour, he gets a lot of money. People think, cute, this, that. People come up to him, yeah, go ahead, buy a bottle on me. Buy it. And he makes a lot of money. And then he brings, obviously, an actress, but brings a little child, and it has a big sign that says, I'm a father, I'm homeless, please help me make my daughter survive. And the daughter's coughing, and nobody gives him nothing. Until finally, a woman comes over who herself is homeless, and she said, well, I had a job today, and I made it. She has a wad of cash. She puts the wad of cash in, and she says to the guy, hey, you take this money, because you probably need it more than that. You have a little girl, and he blesses the girl, and he gets up, and he's very emotional, even though it was a social experiment, and he explains what he was trying to do, and he says, can you believe it, that when it was, I wrote drugs, and so everybody thought it was cute, so they gave me money, but when I really was in pain, but one person came up to me for an hour, you were the first person, and you yourself are home. Why does it have to be like that? We should be, because the Yetzer Hara talks to us and says, ooh, don't even go close to them. Right? The Yetzer Hara tells us, don't go close to that person. Oh, they have cooties. No. You can be the person. You can be the person who shows what chesed is. Imagine you were that person on the street, and you were the person who helped out that person, and you were wearing a yarmulke, and they knew that. You said, wow, what a kiddush Hashem, what unbelievable. Don't let the Yetzer Hara tell you what to do. And that, imagine if you were walking with your child, you're walking with your son, he says, wow, look at Abba, wow, he's such a bal staka, that's amazing. That's the way we should react. We should all be zoicha to take these important messages with us and continue in our striving to serve Hashem in a better way in this very, very important new year. And it should all be a chesiv v'chesima tov to everybody in all of Klal Yisrael.